Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I count everyday people. Welcome to the morning show, everybody. I have your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. It's already Wednesday. Isn't that just wonderful?
Yeah.
And confusing. I'm so confused right now.
If it wasn't for this job, I would have no idea what day it is. And because I have to give the day every day, that's the only reason I know. On the weekends, I'm lost.
That's awesome. I get confused because, you know, I'm talking about the weather today, tomorrow, coming up.
Oh, all yeah, these weeks. Yeah.
So sometimes I spin around, and especially when the weeks are weird like this, I'm all confused.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Very, nice. Very understandable. We got some semi-clear skies so far right now today. Brittany, what's it looking like for the rest of the day?
Yeah, not too bad. I think we're going to see mixed skies, you know, some clouds there, some spots of sunshine, maybe a few sprinkles or showers mixed in there. We've got this big low pressure system, right, that just pushed that cold front through. So winds are going to start to get breezy out of the northwest. Highs today only in the upper 50s. And then with the clouds continuing to clear later tonight, I mean, crystal clear overnight, we are going to see some crashing cold temperatures down to the mid-30s. So we could see a frost advisory go out. Definitely going to happen north of us. If you've got sensitive plants outside or a garden still going, cover it up. Bring it in, whatever you can do.
All right.
Tonight's the night.
Making a mental note to tell my mother.
Yes, good morning for that.
I got to make sure to remind her of that. That's a good note, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us. We will hang out again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business. Brittany Lowe joining us every morning right in this time slot. Always fun talking with her, hanging out with her.
Yep.
And it's great hanging out with all of you. We got some great stuff lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Then after that, we're going to get into five things to look forward to in September. We've got, entertainment, holidays, all those things to talk about. And the parents of hot dogs and ketchup are no longer together.
What?
Yeah, we got to discuss. We got to get into this. Hot dog. Hot dogs are never going to be the same.
Goodness.
Ketchup and hot dogs not together anymore. So we got to talk about this. we will not shy away from that topic. We will face it head on as a family, as a team.
And,
we will face that.
Some of us are ready for the day, the joyous day when they're finally separated. Yes.
We'll get into all of that. We've got some entertainment news to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. We have the official, we have a song of the summer of 2025. Apparently.
We have it already. Okay.
And I would love
Summer's
to know.
Not even over yet.
Any of us know the song?
Probably
and
not.
How many of us, not only us, but how much of our audience know the song?
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Have any of us heard this before?
Yes. Saturday Night Live's got some casting news that we'll touch on. We'll also get into Netflix now recommending movies based on your astrological sign.
Of course they are.
Oh, dear.
Because they're running out of stuff, I guess.
That's exactly it. They're just, Netflix had the lead on this where they had all these like subcategories that were really people enjoyed, and now they've just taken it way too far. Like
a lot
of these things seem to go.
Stop it.
We got all that coming up for you, and of course we will get into local events, our schedule, touch on some of those things. Speaking of local events, real quick, want to remind everybody that American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin is still going till 9:30 over at Crossview Church. Spread the word, all the veterans, military, police, and firefighters you know. Make sure they're aware of this, and whether they want to stop by or not is one thing, but that they know it's there, that it's available to them, I think is a big deal. So make sure that it's, even if you think they know, let them know again.
Coffee and donuts. It's always a treat for everybody, not just cops. I wasn't making a cop joke there.
Oh, no.
Just want you to know. I don't do that anymore.
If that was the case, man, I'd be
anymore.
A sergeant. I'd be a sergeant by now with how much coffee and donuts I've drank.
My brother-in-law cured me of that. He's a police officer. And I was making that joke once about, cops and donuts and things like that. He just looked at me and he said, I like donuts.
Yeah, right on.
That's, well, okay, well, that kind of ruined everything. So good job, David.
That's a great one. But right now, we are going to help everybody out. We are going to do our best to help everybody out because we have something here that is pretty darn cool. It is the morning routine that will help you live to 100. After that, you're on your own. All right.
After you've made it to 100,
after 100, John, you own.
We have nothing else for you. Nothing else.
If you want to make it to 100, you should. If you don't, maybe you shouldn't do this.
If not, then maybe you could just laugh or avoid these things. Maybe we can help you avoid these things.
Or do the opposite. You know, who knows?
So here is an interesting one. According to longevity experts, here are the 7-step routine that can help you live to 100. None of this is from George Burns, apparently, though. I would have taken 100, you know, lessons from George
Smoke
Burns.
Smoke cigars all the time? Yeah.
You know, for your early years. I don't believe, I think it was like the last 20 years or something like that, he never smoked the cigar.
He just had the prop. Yeah.
So number one on this list, drink a glass of water. Everybody write that down. Yes. Stay hydrated. Yes.
Being hydrated, good.
Hydrating right away. Now, this is something that they're talking about starting your day off with, though.
Right.
So that might be a little bit different. Hydrating right away sets you up for a good day. It helps with digestion, supports your metabolism, and eliminates toxins.
Yep. There you go.
Beth told us this a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's right.
She said she fills her coffee mug up with water and then drinks that before she lets herself have her coffee.
Right.
I like this a lot. I've tried to do more. I haven't done it. I haven't been great about this, but I have tried to do this more. And it does help when, I want my coffee, but I can't get to it until I get through the water. Right. So I got to get through this water, and then I can get to
Force
it.
Force yourself to drink it. That's one way to do it.
Darn water.
It does help. My brain is a teenager. number two, eat a nutritional dense breakfast. Things like yogurt, oatmeal, berries, and nuts are great choices. You need fiber and protein, but not too much meat.
Okay. So don't eat a British breakfast then.
I've been starting off with a leg of lamb. I've been starting every
morning. Well, no wonder, James.
Now it all adds up. Okay.
You have never even eaten lamb.
Nope.
Shut your mouth.
Nope. I love the idea of James just hunkering into a leg of lamb every morning.
Just gonna have me some mutton for breakfast.
The Vikings had it right.
He's gonna say, now I'm a Viking.
That's it. Number.
Okay. I have to interject because we're talking about a nutrition-dense protein breakfast. Mm-hmm. I have started making these healthy puddings for breakfast.
All right.
And they're delicious. Chocolate pudding for breakfast, guys.
It's not a bad idea. I think
it's really good.
That. Yeah.
But let me tell you what the ingredients are.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Chickpeas.
Oh, wow.
Cauliflower.
I'm out.
Plant milk, or whatever kind of milk you want.
Right. Use coconut, I suppose.
A couple dates. Some frozen bananas. Oat flour or oatmeal.
Okay.
And then you have to put it in a high-speed blender.
There you go.
Add chocolate powder. And then set it in your fridge. And it will set up and get firm.
Okay.
And you can drizzle melted chocolate on top if you need that extra chocolate boost. I didn't do that this last time. But let me tell you, it tastes like chocolate pudding. And Quinn liked it.
Oh,
well, you get a kid's. You get a kid.
6-year old liked it.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good. So,
got to give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Taste tested it's worth by trying. Children. Yes.
It's really good.
At number three, one you can do right now as you're listening to us, everybody. Oh. Stretch your body.
Oh, yes.
You don't necessarily need
stretch
a grueling workout.
Stretch your body.
There you go. Have that song
everybody.
Played in your head.
Oh, no.
Even just stretching or taking a brisk walk can do wonders.
Yes.
Now, you kind of do stretch already. Just lean into it a little bit more. As you get out of bed and you're doing that whole stretch, do a couple more. Touching your toes.
Gently.
Yes. Take your time. But touching your toes is a big one. And even if you can't get to the toes, working to that point. It really does do a lot for you, even just a couple of simple stretches.
Very cool.
I've been doing that, the majority of my life. And I don't know how bad my back would be if I hadn't been doing it. So.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. At number four, activate your nervous system. Google.
Push the button. Activate. Got it.
So there's this thing called body tapping. Basically, you tap your body with your fingers for a few minutes to wake your nervous system up. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of different techniques for this and everything, but it's one way of kind of getting moving and getting your body.
There you go.
Did you just tap? I heard it turn on.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I turned everything on.
My tapping is it comes with sound effects. Mine,
cool.
It's like a robot in the morning.
At number five, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes to meditate or do some deep breathing. It can help lower your baseline stress level to start the day. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about me, but I would say the most mornings I wake up, and I'm not proud of this and I don't like it, but we're always real with each other. I'm angry, and I don't know why.
It's morning. I'm angry.
Like, and it's not at anybody. It's not at anything. Right. It's usually at myself or something.
Angry about being awake.
Yeah, it's just anger. It's just like straight up. Just like if you just took, like you're going to the store and I need some anger for my pie. I'm gonna just get a can of anger and that's it. It's not about anything. It's not towards anybody or anything like that. And I work to get out of it, especially by the time I'm doing, say, a morning show. Let alone back to back ones.
You know, they don't, people are not big on angry morning shows.
It doesn't work. I tried it, Seth. Didn't work. No. For me, I know that. So my fur brother Sam or my kids or certain things, if I can catch that off, if I can catch it at the pass, that anger,
okay,
I can usually tame it.
Gotcha.
But there are mornings, like especially on the weekends, to be honest, where I am not as in control of it. And I will get, through that first hour of the morning and I'll look back and I'm like, what was wrong with that guy? I don't recognize that guy. I don't like that guy. That's something that the practicing mindfulness, even if it seems silly, it's similar to when we're trying to build our confidence and everything, and we're looking in the mirror, and maybe you don't think you look good, but you look good. Tell yourself you look good, and you're going to feel silly about it, but I promise you, do it for a week. Just do it for a week. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're feeling, oh, this is silly. This is ridiculous. I hope nobody saw me doing that. By Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the stuff starts to stick in, man. And even somebody with as little confidence as I have can jump on a microphone and do this job. Like, it's something that really can work. Mm-hmm. And part of that is mindfulness. Part of that is just really wanting to. Do you want to have a good day? Make it a good day. I'm not saying it's as simple as that, but fighting for it and working for it. It goes a lot farther than you realize.
And taking those moments of just being silent and not filling every moment with sound or with something. My brother and I were talking about this the other day, and I've only done it one day, but I did set an alarm on my phone. Which, because I have these different alarms, and you have them named something, weekend wake up or whatever. So I have one on my phone that's called drink coffee, look at air.
Nice.
And so the goal, or what we talked about, was just to sit in the morning with my coffee and just look at the air, as opposed to looking at something.
Yeah,
right.
Just kind of zoning out and letting your brain go into what I just recently heard was default mode.
It's
a chance for your brain to just, reset.
Reboot.
Refocus.
There you
reboot.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. And just
the technological terminology.
She's right.
Drink coffee and look at air. I recommend it to anyone.
I really like that, Melissa. Thanks for sharing that. I really like that. It's a lot better than I've tried to unplug and plug myself in, but the clock is always wrong.
Yeah, it always messes up the clock.
My clock is always off then. It's messed up.
It's a problem.
Number six, set intentions. This is kind of piggybacking maybe on a little bit of what you're talking about there, Melissa. Take a minute to think about what you want to accomplish. It can help you focus and make you more productive.
Yeah, I think that can work.
Now,
yeah.
you weren't setting necessarily an intention, but in ways, what I heard there, Melissa, is an intention for the day, is an intention for, or maybe even just the next hour or the morning.
Yeah, just to be present.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So much so much of life is better lived that way. Mm-hmm. It seems. And I think that that's another part of this too that I meant to touch on. It's not so much. Okay, today's going to be a good day. Slow down. Maybe today's it's going to be a good morning. Start early. Hey, it's going to be a good hour. It's going to be a good shift at work.
Today's going to be.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, man, you're still here. That's a win. I'm sorry if it's a low bar, but
hey, man.
To me, that's a win. You are here. You woke up this morning. That's a win.
There are times to do the big stuff. There's always times to do that. I think just getting the little stuff done sometimes, you're right. It's a win. Just take it.
Yeah.
Take it when you can.
We don't take the little wins enough in life.
I agree.
At number 7, finally on this list, enjoy your morning show, radio DJ. Nope.
Wait a minute. Who
his name is James.
Enjoy your morning coffee. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Mixed that up. There you go. More and more research shows it's good for us. A study in November found it helps promote good bacteria in your gut.
There you go.
And if you don't want caffeine, even decaf works.
Yep.
And if it isn't coffee or anything like that, maybe it's something. Just, I think the idea of enjoying the moment. Again, piggybacking on a little bit of what Melissa was talking about.
Very similar to what we've been looking at. It's like, it's kind of like, I guess one way to put it is to take it a little slower in the morning. You know, don't rush so much. Maybe get up a little earlier just so you can have that moment, that time to get ready for the day. And maybe there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. We will be sure to be your serious comedy and your positivity throughout the next 2 hours. We're going to have some fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR. You heard Pitbull. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish our great friends at El Cafe a good morning from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give them some of those ideas that we had just a moment ago. they don't really need ideas, that's for sure, as far as food goes. They got some great combinations over there.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And today they are offering Ezekiel's Famous Chicken.
Oh, what? Cool.
Oh, yeah. Dumpling soup, and for an extra treat, cream of potato. Have one for lunch and take one home for dinner, maybe, if you want.
Cream of potato, that is an excellent fall soup.
Yes.
It's a very good fall. And since it's feeling like fall today, it's a great day to have
weather.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a
hearty soup.
Talked to a couple the other day, and they have very opposite work schedules. One of the things they will do is she will grab lunch and grab an extra for him, and that's what he'll have for dinner or his lunch later in the day, and then they talk about how the food was.
That's a great way. It's really like having dinner together at a distance. That's interesting.
I think they do a really cool job with it. It's fun. Do anything like that. Just get some great food from El Cafe and wish them a good one from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us at info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That number is 715-424-2600.
Looking forward to talking with you, everybody. Go ahead and call up and join the conversation. Taking a look at our local list, we've got 3 possible qualifiers. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
1 today.
All right. That's interesting because Melissa chose 1 yesterday.
You just want to be like me.
I don't even listen to you. What are you talking about?
He never listens to this show. Give
me a break. We got work to do.
We take a look at our list, and we first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Wendy Young.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Happy birthday.
Wendy of UW-Madison Extension Wood County's office. Wendy is a gigantic help for us. She is one of the great people working behind the scenes to work with Pam and Laura about scheduling for Rapids Report and a lot of those things. And really do appreciate the work Wendy does. Wendy's awesome. We appreciate her. And we want to wish very happy birthday to Tammy Abel.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Tammy. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, longtime listener, Joe Clavine.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe, we hope you enjoy your day. Have a great one. She's amazing. Joe's awesome. Wish you a good day, Joe. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. And you're
excellent.
Our qualifier.
Yeah.
You can thank Seth for that one. Pick one.
You're welcome.
That's how it worked out. Let's see who you share your birthdays with on our celebrity list. The Flying Tomato. Sean White is 39.
Flying Tomato.
Yes, that was his nickname.
That's a great nickname.
Isn't that a horror movie?
No, that's Killer Tomatoes.
Yes, Attack of the Flying But yeah, Sean White, one of our Olympic heroes, in snowboarding, especially really put is the face of snowboarding till to this day.
Yeah,
kind of is.
He kind of put it on the map in a lot of ways. You were right.
And that hair really helped.
Streaming behind him. Yeah, that was great.
let's see here. Jenny Finch is 45, Olympic softball pitcher who took home the gold in Athens and the silver in Beijing.
She's only 45?
I loved watching Jenny Finch pitch. Really enjoyed her. her. She was something.
One of my favorite things of all time was having her pitch against big leaguers. Barry Bonds was one of them, and made him look ridiculous. I thought that was great. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah,
it's. I was going to say that it's a shame that she isn't able to really pitch now, where we've got women's softball and women's baseball and a lot of these things.
We do.
You know, even here in Wisconsin, where we have a league for this, and it's doing very well. It's profiting very well. There's going to be new teams coming out for these leagues and
stuff. That's very cool, yeah.
I would love to have seen Jenny Finch in one of those leagues. At the same time, I think she's an integral part of why we have these leagues.
Yeah.
So
she became an early promoter of softball in general, and she was very much in the public eye, and she used that time to really lift up softball.
What a windup. Oh, yes. What a wind. That is one of the quickest windups you've ever seen in your life. You watch Jenny Finch in her prime, man. Yep. You barely see her arm move. That's incredible.
Well, and for a softball, she could throw 68 to 74 miles per hour.
I mean, that's insane.
Hour. But that's equivalent to a baseball at 98 miles per hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen a pitcher like her since.
How could anyone hit that? Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Also,
can start swinging before she releases.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it feels like. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
There's a lot closer too than the mound. It's like 45 feet away. Yeah.
Happy 77th to Don Brewer of Grand Funk Railroad, drummer for the band. He sings We're an American Band on Cher's vocals, Mark Farmer on Some Kind of Wonderful. But Grand Funk Railroad, like almost an underrated band. Like really, they had a run there that was, they did a show where they opened for Zeppelin. And Zeppelin would not go on stage afterwards until things calmed down because the crowd was so loud and chanting for Grand Funk Railroad over and over.
Wow.
It's one of those bands. They had a moment, man. They had a moment.
They did.
Let's see. And Eric Bell is 78. Thin Lizzy guitarist.
Oh, wow. Oh, getting the hard rock band together here. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Al Jardine is 83 of the Beach Boys. And
yes, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
A bunch of them there. Bunch of them.
Getting up there.
And then if some people no longer with us, like Mort Walker, born on this day in 1923, cartoonist who created Beetle Bailey.
Yes.
Aww. Mm.
So here's some trivia for you.
Yeah.
Did you know that Beetle Bailey is Lois's brother from High and Lois?
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I believe either Mort Walker did both of those at one point, or his brother did one
He's
of them.
He's part of it. He was part of High and Lois with Dirk Brown.
Yes.
Dink Brown.
And so Lois and Beetle Bailey are related. They're brother and sister. Yeah.
And, we were celebrating, we celebrate character actors a lot around here and like to highlight them, these people that you know their face but not their name. Mm-hmm. I think they're part of what makes the industry right and good. And Ellen Brennan is one of those people. Ellen Brennan, born in 1932 on this day. Most of you will know her as Miss Peacock from Clue. I remember her as Captain Lewis in Private Benjamin.
Oh, wow.
I'm such a Goldie Hawn person. I cannot tell you how much I love
Private
Goldie Hawn.
Benjamin is such a good movie, though.
There's the scene, her face, she pulls her face up from the mud, and I'm right there, and it's just perfect. And I'd love to know how many takes that scene took. It's just such a good movie. But she had some roles in some other movies here and there and stuff, and I think that if you looked her up, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But if you've seen Clue, you know Miss Peacock.
Yes, she did. Fantastic.
In a cast of just legends. Right. Legends. That Clue cast is so incredible.
Yep.
She stands out, man. She has some moments there where she really stands out.
It's really cool, yeah.
She's a great, great actor. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. Encourage you to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. We want to spend more time on local birthdays. Get more of them to us, everybody, so we can do some celebrating with you. We've got our Melissa's News, Mike's Sports, Pete's back with entertainment.
Yes.
Got all of
vacation.
That.
He's done with vacation.
Got some partners to take care of, and we'll be back talking about things to look forward to in September. It's all coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We had to play it. We will be playing it again. It is It is. It's a tradition. It's something we do around
gotta
here.
Got to do in September. You got to do it.
Nice work by Seth and the new bumpers as we get ready for fall and yeah. The kids going back to school and everything. Because mm-hmm. those are things that we're looking forward to, things that we're enjoying about the beginning of this new year, school year mm-hmm. and this new season. And we have other things to look forward to. Things to look forward to in September is what we're getting into right now. Of course, sports. Sports, football, high school football, college football, NFL. It's all back, baby. We'll be talking about it on Playmakers 4 to 5 today.
Yes, be sure
to join
us
on 105.5. Yeah. Shameless plug.
So that means we don't have to talk about it now, right?
Right. No.
Nice. Good try.
Well done.
Yep.
This Thursday, tomorrow, the Eagles host the Cowboys. Then the Chiefs and Chargers play in Brazil on Friday. College football is going on strong. And, of course, you got the U.S. Open of tennis running through Sunday. The Golf's Ryder Cup is going on the 26th.
Okay.
Us against the Brits. It's all that stuff and everything. You got all those things going on.
Always fun.
Football. In theaters, Spinal Tap 2 lands September 12th.
Okay.
I really want to see that. I really hope it does well, in part of what we were talking about before, about comedies doing well in the mm-hmm. theaters, and hopefully seeing more comedies in the theaters.
See if Naked Gun can bring it back here, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that movie. They've got the original cast back, and the original writers and everything. There's a bunch of great cameos, it looks like. I don't know.
I hope they do the improv like they kind of did with it. Let the actors, because they're all really good actors, and they can do that kind of thing. So I hope they let them stretch out a little bit.
A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey with Margaret Robbie and Colin Farrell arrives on the 19th, and that looks really good. But Seth and I were just talking about the movie. I know I'm the most excited to see. Maybe the movie outside of like Deadpool and Wolverine or the Thunderbolts movie, the movie that I'm probably the most excited to see this year is this new Leonardo DiCaprio, Paul Thomas Anderson movie, One Battle After Another.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like I've never seen a trailer like it before.
No.
I don't know. I know I want to see it. I know I'm intrigued. I don't necessarily know what it's about. I know I've never seen Leo like that before.
Yeah.
And that's one of the greatest actors in the game. Mm-hmm. And Paul Thomas mm-hmm. Anderson is one of the strongest, best directors in the game. You got Benicio Del Toro in it. It looks really good.
And he's one of those, not only is he like the very rare thing that you have a director that's you know, very popular, you know, his movies, people go to see him. He's got his own voice and his own vision. You know, him, Christopher Nolan, there's only a handful of directors that are like that. So everything he does is going to be interesting. You know, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. Something about it is going to be interesting.
I've genuinely never seen a Paul Thomas Anderson movie I didn't like.
Mm.
I really like his movies. I like his work. I like the way that he does his cinematography. Mm-hmm. The colors that he uses. He's very focused on certain things. Very similar to, you know, some other contemporary directors mm-hmm. like he has. But then he, to your point, you know it's movies when you see them.
Yes.
And that's a real credit to him. I can't wait for mm-hmm. that one. That one comes out on the 26th. And a ton of big shows are on the way. NCIS, Tony in Viva? I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. Lands this Thursday. So that's a spinoff of NCIS.
Another one. Got to keep doing it.
There's a new office. Yes, yeah.
Gotta keep doing it.
Those will be around as long as there is TV.
There will be
NCIS's. NCIS Albuquerque is on the way.
Even though there's no port in Albuquerque, the Navy can't even get there.
Can we do an NCIS Sheboygan?
Yes, please.
At least that's on a big lake.
I will star in that. I will rock that show. I will. There's an Office spinoff called The Paper that is coming out as well. A new season of The Great British Bake Off hits Netflix on Friday.
Wow.
A lot of people excited about that one. And the VMAs are Sunday. Melissa and I talked about that yesterday a little bit because it's not only that it's still around, but then MTV is going to be doing a thing celebrating it where they're playing music videos a bunch for the next week.
Weird.
What?
MTV playing music videos?
Music television doing music videos? Wow.
And the VMAs are going to be on ABC. For the first time.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
They'll be simulcast on ABC and MTV and all that, but they're owned by the same conglomerate, so they can do that.
Yeah, of course.
I actually think it's a really smart move by them mm-hmm. to do it that way going forward. The more you can, if you own these channels, why not simulcast stuff more? Especially when you don't know what people are going to watch, what channel. People are very more likely, I'm on this channel, I'm staying here. You can make flipping as easy as having the thought, and they're still going to stay there. That's that's TV 101. It's been that way for a long time. It's a smart way to do it.
Yep.
Smart way to do it. Mm.
But then you don't have to buy all the individual packages, James.
Right, right. Yeah. I got to do it with my cable company this weekend.
Oh.
All I wanted was ESPN, and they told me I could get it, and they told me how much it costs. And then when we called back, it was $50 more.
What?
And I hung up. I was done. I was done.
Oh,
No. It's insane. It's not just cable. It's all these streaming services too. Mm-hmm.
Customer service is like gone. It's like completely gone.
And at the same time, they're trying to get rid of public access. They're trying to get rid of NP. You know, all these
public broadcasting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. When I would love to see a pushback and people just go to public broadcasting.
Like, yeah.
Imagine if people just start being, you know what? I'm not going to download the app. I'm not going to pay you $16.99 a month. I'm not going to do that. Because whether whether we did it as a group or not, you're going to see that kind of thing start happening more
it
and
is.
More.
Yeah.
That the ends
mostly because people just can't afford it.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's not even a matter of if you want them or not. It's a matter of, do I want this or do I want bread?
Right. Is it worth it? Right. Yeah, no, it's not.
Also, the only Murders in the Building is back next Tuesday. Could not be more excited about that.
Already? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Whoa. I didn't even know.
They film these things quick.
I guess they do.
I don't know how they do. They have a billion cameos. And the storylines are always complex.
Mm-hmm.
So I say a billion cameos because in order to make these three actors alone, Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin, three of the more sought-after actors there are. So you're trying to work out a schedule that all of them it fits, and they don't have other projects going on. Then the other actors, and then the cameos and all that, and they film them overnight. Like, I don't know how they do this. Yeah, but it's really impressive. Nate Bargatze is going to be hosting the Emmys on the 14th. Get ready for him to say, offensive things and then wait for you to laugh. I'm really curious with the comics like him, their longevity.
It seems like a gimmick. And,
oh,
yeah.
It is a gimmick.
Yeah.
It is a gimmick.
So those tend not to last very long.
And I guarantee you, at the Emmys, that's all his bit is going to be. That's all he leans on. That comics like him, that's all they got. If they're not insulting somebody or punching down, they got nothing.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead and try to make a joke about the weather, man. Go ahead and try to make a joke about something else. Good luck. They can't do it. Right. Them and their writing teams, because him and these guys, they got writing teams. It's not even just them anymore.
No.
Used to be back in the day, George Carlin wrote for George Carlin. Like, that was it. Like, Richard Pryor wrote Richard Pryor. Like, Nate Bargatze's got like 18 guys behind him. He's like, they're all Seth MacFarlane now.
Yeah.
They all got like 100 writers and everything. Like, I don't know. But
it makes it even more pathetic.
It is. It's not comedy to me. Yeah. It's insulting people. Like, there's Don Rickles and that's it. Like, you know, insult comics. You want to be a good insult comic? Don Rickles.
Plus, he did it back in the 60s and the 70s. Yeah. It's like, come on. Yeah, that's, we don't need that anymore.
And Don Rickles ended every show with, I kid because I love you. And he would genuinely say, I love you to the audience. He would definitely, he did it right.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it that way, then you're just punching down. You're just trying to be funny, make fun off of something for you.
Yep.
And it's the Emmys. I don't know. It's the Emmys. I don't know. Dancing with the Stars is back on the 16th. The morning show is on the 17th. That is the Reese Witherspoon and
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston right? show. Yep. I saw the first two seasons. It was really good. The Voice is on the 22nd. America's Got Talent's on the 23rd. And the Law and Order show's on the 25th. All the Law and Order shows back on the 25th.
Wow.
Very excited about that. All of these things said, none of this is as important as season 37 of The Simpsons starting on September 28th.
Jeez.
Oh.
How did you not start with that, James?
He left the best for last.
Yes.
And autumn is right around the corner. Labor Day was the unofficial end of summer, but the first real day of fall is Monday, September 22nd.
Oh, it's later than I thought this year. Okay, cool.
We'll be talking about that with Brittany, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And finally, the holidays. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is on the 22nd. Tom was nice enough to note that to our audience yesterday during our monthly veterans update.
Yeah.
There's also Grandparents Day on the 7th and Talk Like a Pirate Day on the 19th.
That's a Friday.
Arr.
Oh, wait. Oh. Terry's going to be here?
man, what?
Oh,
you might have to do a drop-in.
Just so I can do my pirate, yeah.
Oktoberfest starts on September 20th, and the 29th is National Coffee Day.
Hey, we'll all drink coffee that day.
That is a Monday.
I will drink coffee every day leading up to it in solidarity.
And every day after it.
Yep.
You know, anybody can honor Coffee Day on the actual day. We honor Coffee Day every day.
Every day, just Coffee Day.
What about personally or locally? Are there anything you guys are all looking forward to out there? Let us know. 715-424-2600. You can call or text us through the Civic Media app. I don't know about you two, but for me, September is, I got my mom's birthday at the end of the month, and I have nothing but anniversaries. It is my parents, my brother, and my sister. Both of them have their anniversaries. Mm-hmm. The couple I mentioned earlier, their anniversary is in September. That's all I can think of, like birthdays and anniversaries through September. That's just the ones off the top of my head. I know there's others that I'm thinking of too now that I should have mentioned.
My father-in-law will have his 80th birthday on Friday.
Oh.
So that's the big birthday in our family. So
wow.
Yep,
yeah, I have a lot of nieces and nephews with birthdays in these next couple months too.
Mm. Yeah, my nephew Mason, my first nephew.
As I found out playing trivia, the most births take place in September.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That is the highest rate of births in this. I don't know if it's in the world or if it's just the United States, but one of those.
Births is such a difficult word. It's such a difficult word. Your mouth fights you on it. Like, there's certain words that it feels like our mouths are fighting us from saying.
I also have a wedding I'm looking forward to in September. My cousin is getting married, and I'm excited for her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very cool.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. The wedding I'm looking forward to is in the beginning of October. My youngest, my daughter Izzy, is getting married, and I'm excited. Very, very, very excited. A little nervous. Very excited. And, of course, I'm very excited because at the end of the month, On Golden Pond will be hitting your local community theater stage.
Yeah.
How are rehearsals going?
Really good. Really good. Last night was another strong one. And, you know, you never know on a Monday how that's going to look, how it's going to go. People coming back after a long weekend and stuff. And I know it was Tuesday yesterday, but our first night of rehearsals and kind of that.
Sure.
And this team is just so strong. And they all are on the same page. They all want this to be good. They're all pulling for each other, working with each other, helping each other. There's no drama. You know, I mean, it's just the drama's when they're acting.
I was gonna say the drama's on the stage where it belongs. Yeah. That's where it is.
When I say action, that's when the drama. Now, all that said, between the three of us, my plan is working perfectly. I come into this as an actor. I haven't directed since high school. So, of course, like any actor, I'm going to act like I'm a director. And so I've tried to be, you know, the good guy, the fun guy to start off with and everything, the Spielberg kind of guy and stuff.
Right. Work with you kind of thing.
After this week, I'm going to give him this week. And then starting next week, I am Walter Herzog.
My God.
I am just going to be very, very militant, very, very angry.
He's going to wear the jumpers and he's going to have the riding crop, the beret.
Yep.
The bullhorn.
Like, very stereotypical director outfit. I don't know how I'm going to wash it every night for the next rehearsal, but I'll get it done.
Somehow he'll develop a German accent. I mean, you know.
This will be done again. It'll be
fun. I come hide in the seats and watch?
That would be more entertaining than a show about.
With this cast, they would just look at me and then go right back to doing
what
they
They'd be like,
doing.
What are you doing, man?
Wouldn't faze them. It is going to be an amazing show, you all. And we are excited. September 25th is opening night for On Golden Pond. We'll meet you there over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
It's coming up so quick.
It's so fast.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. And get on over there, everybody. And thank you so much for supporting local theater.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, we're going to mention WRCT again because we got a variety show we got to mention.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, yes.
For now, we'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and we will discuss hot dogs and ketchup and divorce.
Good.
It's coming up on the morning show.
So happy.
WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here.
In New York, why does it seem so inviting.
Diana Carroll playing us in there. No,
she was nice. Diana Krall.
Diana Krall.
Yeah.
What did I say? Carol?
Yeah.
I don't know who
you're
that
right.
is. I don't know who that is.
I could listen to her all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
What a voice.
Yep.
The Kraft Heinz marriage in 2015 created one of the world's largest food conglomerates. But after a brief honeymoon period, things became rocky. And now they're finally headed for an end. The breakup was officially announced yesterday, but the divorce won't be finalized until sometime next year. The two separated companies with split custody over hot dogs and ketchup, meaning they'll no longer live under the same roof, but both will be available in stores. It's unclear if the parents will go back to their pre-marriage names. All we know this is that Jeez. One company will be a North American grocery business and with brands like Oscar Mayer, Maxwell House, Capri Sun, Kraft Singles, and Lunchables. And the other will focus globally on sauces and, quote, taste elevation with brands like Heinz Ketchup, Philadelphia Cream Cheese, and Kraft Mac and Cheese.
Wow.
This is... strange.
This is odd. This does not happen very often.
No. Yeah.
Where they're not
usually
forced.
Usually we hear them merging together, not coming apart. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Because I think that big monopolies in any kind of company is
bad. And any business
thing.
Is bad. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. You can find the complete article at NPR and Wall Street Journal if you'd like, everybody. I mean, less monopoly is better. Yeah, I'm always
more
in
competition.
Favor of that.
Good.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. It also seems like it's just practical for these two companies.
Right.
They were going in different directions. It was it worked at the time, but like everything, time changes, and you know, we have to adapt to those.
It's interesting.
And we have all these anti ketchup on hot dog people, like what's
which
up with
I mean, it's only natural they broke up because those, they just do not go together.
I'm
still
like
figure out. You and a lot of other people that are wrong, but you know.
No word on who gets their friends. No, who, you know, that's going to be between
who gets,
that.
Who gets the French fries, right?
Yes.
They're kind of in the middle. The French fries are there.
Fries.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Dang it.
I don't think this is going to be one of those things consumers are going to feel too much.
No.
I don't.
They're still really big companies, so we can't lose sight of that either. So
with that, too, these companies, when they do things like this, they're more prone to have sales, lower prices, those things to try to win over consumers.
I hope so. Yeah.
They think. I mean, you know, you're the kid in the middle, and both parents trying to win you over, kind of thing.
That's right.
I don't like this metaphor. I'm not comfortable with this.
No,
I don't like this
weird.
At all. It's
and what's going to happen to their employees?
Yeah, that's an interesting topic.
That is an interesting question as well because it could be that they need to add people. Because now a lot of the administration has to be two instead of just one. Right now it may just be like white collar middle management, which is not necessarily a great thing either. But I would think that they would need to actually hire more people because they don't have the same they won't have the same infrastructure. You know, maybe their logistics change that sort of thing. So I don't know. It could be not a bad thing.
If they're spreading more globally,
right?
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, we'll see. I guess, but it's really you know what's really fascinating about this? We've heard nothing.
Yeah.
In the mainstream media about this.
Yeah.
We've heard nothing about it. It's really weird.
Do they not care about hot dogs and ketchup?
It's funny what the mainstream media will jump on and what they won't. They will complain.
Is it funny?
Not ha-ha funny.
No, it's not. It isn't funny at all. But I mean, it's a phrase we say.
Right.
To me, the thing about it is that the news is there. We do this every day, literally Monday through Friday. We are covering good stories.
Mm-hmm.
You hear them in Melissa's news all the time. We are able to do these things. We prove every day you can do two things at once.
Mm-hmm.
You can cover important news, maybe intense news, while also being able to bring the good of the day and the good in the world.
Yeah.
Being able to cover both of these things. With a story like this, the media does not have its angle. And it needs this angle because it's low-hanging fruit for them.
Mm.
They need it's the headline writers of newspapers in the 30s and 40s.
Gotcha.
What is that? We're not going to give people credit for actually being able to think and read an article. We got to have a headline that's going to pull them in.
Yep.
We got to have this crazy weird headline that rhymes and things. That they're still working to this day. They're just working now in the media in these big. They're at the tops of these positions. Oh, people don't want a good story to lead off your newscast. No, bring up the bad. Dramatic ones. That's what'll get them. That brings people there. They could get the attention with the good stories, but they don't believe in it. They don't believe in us.
Mm.
They don't believe that's what we want. When all that's anybody's saying is what they want.
Right. Right.
It'll be interesting how they cover that, or if they cover this at all.
Well, it's a pretty big deal. Those are two. Like I said, those are big companies.
Yeah.
And because I remember when they merged. Man, that was big news. Then they talked about it a lot.
These
curious they're not doing it now.
I think if you're a fan of any of these products we mentioned too, they're going to be able to focus on these products more.
Right.
And so when it comes to like the sauces and people have all these crazy combinations they like, you'll probably get more of those.
Sure.
Same thing with Oscar Mayer or Maxwell House or any of those.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are we going to have purple ketchup again?
Maybe. I remember that.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know. Go to Wendy's and get a purple some kind of sauce right now with the Wednesday. What is it? Misfortune meal?
Or yes. I do want to try that sauce.
Where is the closest Wendy's?
It is, I believe, in Plover. Plover has one. We do not have one in town.
I used to live in Mauston, and we had a Wendy's there, and I would eat there occasionally. I like Wendy's.
I guess technically it's Whiting. It's in that shopping area, where the Best Buy is and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
We are talking about
road trip.
Get Wendy's.
Get a square burger.
Yeah.
We are hitting the top of the hour here, but I really want to make sure to get this in because we were talking about things to look forward to in September. We've got the 25th annual Downtown Grand Affair happening September 7th.
That's Sunday.
This Sunday,
Arts
Sunday,
and Crafts
Sunday.
Fair.
Yeah.
This Sunday, 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 10 to 3 over at the West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Celebrate creativity in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids at the 25th annual one. And we'll be there.
We will be there.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Very
Seth and
excited
I are sharing. We're sharing,
sharing?
Seth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're sharing the live broadcast.
But we did it
two
separate times just to make sure that everyone was safe. You know,
yes. Right.
No untoward situations happening. So.
I will be there first and then I'll leave and you can take
and
over.
And then everyone will be happy, right? Everything will be fine.
First hour is going to be best.
The broadcasts will be on both stations. Where will they be?
WIRI from 11 to 1.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll be there the whole time from 10 to 3. I'm trying really hard. We're looking forward to this event, everybody, and we're excited to be out there and be a part of it. We have Creepers Car Crew Show and Crew is a part of this.
Yeah, that's fun.
We don't have enough of these. Our local vendors being able to be there and be out and about. It's just a great atmosphere. If you are not in town, we encourage you to get to town this Sunday at 10 to 3. You'll have plenty of opportunity to come on down to West Grand Avenue enjoy the times and say hi to our staff that is going to be down
and
there.
Do some early Christmas shopping maybe.
Yeah, I bet you there's some good stuff there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've got a couple of things for Christmas already tucked away in my closet.
Mm,
it
no
feels
way.
So good. Oh yeah, yeah. I do that.
That's awesome.
I do this all year.
But now you got to forget about them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Frantically look for them in December.
It's exactly. Melissa knows me so well. It's exactly what I do. But it's a little bit off the brain and not as much to on your wallet or your time.
That's very true.
And we'll have some free stuff to give away.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that. It's going to be a blast. We'll talk more about it throughout the rest of the week, but I did want to get it out there and remind everybody the 25th annual Downtown Grand Affair happening this Sunday, 10 to 3 at West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.